Be Jesus Christ. Blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. On April 24, 2001, Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich was awarded the title of Venerable, declaring the heroism of her virtues. On July 7, 2001, by another decree, the miraculous character of a cure attributed to her intercession was recognized. She was beatified in the Vatican Basilica by Pope John Paul II on October 3, 2004. From the day of her first communion, the Eucharistic Jesus became the center and essence of her life. Without him, she could not live, and she loved him with all her heart. That is why it hurt her so much when she saw priests celebrating Mass out of routine and without devotion. Regarding this, Blessed Anne Catherine tells us, "I see at all hours of the day and night the masses that are said all over the world and in very remote communities, where they are still celebrated as in the time of the apostles. On the altar, a heavenly assistance is offered to me in vision, with which the angels make up for the negligence of the priests. For the lack of devotion of the faithful, I also offer my heart and ask God for mercy. I see many priests who carry out their ministry in a deplorable way. They keep their composure, but many times they do not take care of the spirit. They always keep in mind that the people are seeing them, and with this, they do not think that God sees them. The scrupulous want to convince themselves of their own devotion. Many times during the day, I am seeing the celebration of Mass all over the world in this way. And when the scrupulous ask me a question, it seems to me as if I had to interrupt an occupation to talk to a curious child. Our sweet Jesus loves us so much that he perpetuates his redemption in the Mass. Mass is the hidden redemption that is constantly carried out in the sacrament. I saw all this from my earliest years, and I believed that all men saw it as I did. On the feast of St. Isidore the Farmer, I was taught many things about the value of the Mass that is said and heard, and I knew that it is a great joy that so many Masses are said, even if ignorant and unworthy priests say them, because through them, men are freed from dangers, punishments, and whips of all kinds. It is convenient that many priests do not know what they are doing, that if they did, they could not celebrate, out of fear, the most holy sacrifice. I saw how admirable blessings come to us from hearing Mass. And with Masses, all good works are promoted, and many times the hearing of Mass of a single person in a house is enough for the blessings of heaven to descend that day on a whole family. I saw that the blessings obtained by hearing Mass are much greater than by hearing about the Mass through someone else that is not a priest." For Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, the most important moment of the Mass after the consecration, in which she sometimes saw the child Jesus in the host with her eyes, was the peak moment of her union with Jesus himself in communion. Brentano testifies, "The hunger for communion is sometimes very violent for Blessed Anne Catherine. She is all languid and laments the deprivation of this daily food. When she is in ecstasy, she yells to her heavenly fiancé, 'Why are you letting me languish like this? Without you, I cannot live. You can only help me. If I must live, give me life.' When she comes out of ecstasy, she says, 'My Lord has told me that I can see what I am without him.'" Her desire to receive communion was so deep that one day, all inflamed with such great desire for the adorable sacrament, she was transported in spirit to the church. She found herself kneeling in front of the tabernacle. She was about to open it to give herself communion. But then she realized that this was something illicit and begged the confessor to confess her and give her absolution. The confessor wanted to reassure Blessed Anne Catherine, as if it had been a simple dream, but she was sure that it had not been a dream, but that she had actually been in person in front of the tabernacle. Blessed Anne Catherine got up before midnight and also around 3 or 4 in the morning because she felt a violent desire that did not allow her to wait more to receive Holy Communion. And when she received it, her soul was filled with great joy. When Blessed Anne Catherine received communion, her sisters noticed in her a serenity and a special strength, even when she was weak and ill. She frequently desired communion before the appointed hour. Her desire for the Eucharist became so vehement that she could not bear it. On one occasion, shortly after midnight, she thought she was dying from it. She felt as if an inner fire was burning in her, as if a force dragged her to the chapel, and it was such that her limbs would have been torn off if she did not enter into the chapel. Father Lambert chided her for knocking on his door at such a late hour, but seeing the state she was in, the priest agreed to give her communion. She often saw around the Blessed Sacrament a vivid light, or in its sacred form, a brown cross or a shade other than its white color. If it had been white, she said, she would not have been able to see the cross. The cross was not bigger than the host, but sometimes it was bigger than usual. Blessed Anne Catherine used to see the child Jesus in the sacred form of the Eucharist, very small, but so resplendent and so beautiful. Blessed Anne Catherine tells us, "Once, when I was going to ring the bell in the middle of Mass, I saw the child Jesus on the chalice. He was so beautiful. I thought I was in heaven and wanted to jump over the fence to go to the child Jesus. But then I said to myself, 'No, no, what am I going to do?'" The tabernacle to Blessed Anne Catherine was so great that being in the convent while she was working, she was also continually looking towards the church, where Jesus was made sacramentally present. When she was a sacristan, she had everything very clean for the love of Jesus, and she kissed the chalice and the host so that Jesus, when he arrived, would find her kiss in advance. During the nights, she would have wanted to stay to accompany Jesus before the tabernacle, but the Mother Superior forbade her, so Blessed Anne Catherine would not attract attention. The Mother Superior only allowed Blessed Anne Catherine at some special feasts. One night, with her permission, Blessed Anne Catherine was accompanying Jesus with her guardian angel, and St. Augustine of Hippo, Rita of Cascia, and St. Clare of Montefalco, a nun of her order, appeared to her. For her, communion was strength for the soul and for the body. Her spiritual director, Father Overberg, declares, "I have seen her so weak that she could not stand or even sit on her bed. She sometimes can't even speak audibly. But after receiving communion, she feels so strengthened that she can endure an interview for a few hours. In those moments, her pains disappear completely or she is very soft." Clara Santgen affirms, "Blessed Anne Catherine was always stronger when she received communion, and she told me that God gave her much extra strength. She liked to receive communion on Thursdays in honor of the Blessed Sacrament. One day, I asked her why she wore the best habit on Thursdays, and she told me that it was in honor of the Blessed Sacrament." Praise be Jesus Christ. Blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.